category of Now I Have Heard Everything comes this week's episode on nudicles, testicular implants for dogs. I am serious. We're talking fake testicles, faux balls for people who are willing to spend money to ensure that their dogs are neutered but don't look it. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast. My guest is Greg Miller, inventor of nudicles. Greg's got a viable business and now a book entitled Going Nuts, the true story of how he developed, grew, and marketed this idea. Welcome, Greg.
Well, hi. Good to be here.
Tell me about nudicles, Greg.
Nudicles are testicular implants for pets. So many people, you know, to this day don't realize that when you go in to take your, you know, dog to get neutered, that they permanently remove that body part. And, you know, it's very distressful for a lot of pet owners to have their male dog suddenly turned into a little eunuch. And that's where nudicles come in.
So this is entirely for the pet owner. It's not about the pet per se.
Well, it's for the pet and it's for the pet's owner, because we believe that when the pet is neutered the old-fashioned way, that they know they're missing a familiar body part, and it's called post-neutering trauma. And it can be from mild to extreme, but they know that body part's missing. And I'm sure your listeners are now laughing, saying, dogs don't know they're missing their testicles. Well, they do. I mean, use common sense. If their ear or nose or foot or tail got whacked off, wouldn't they know they were missing that? So why wouldn't they miss a familiar body part that they've kept clean and played with all, you know, up until that point? With nudicles, it's like nothing ever changed. The dog neuters is fully neutered, yet he has all the appearance of being a fully natural-looking pet.
What?
And it's wonderful.
What made you think of this in the first
place? Well, it was the trauma that I went through when I had to neuter Buck, my bloodhound, years and years ago. And I said to my vet, well, don't they make implants so my dog can look the same? And he laughed and said, you know, he had been a vet for 40 years and never, you know, nobody had ever asked for such a thing.
So you started this back in 1995?
Well, that's when the first commercially implanted pet was done, but it took 2 years to get it going, and it was quite a challenge.
How many dogs have undergone this procedure?
Well, at last count, it's a little over 240,000 in all 50 states and 49 countries worldwide, and we certainly owe our success to the Internet.
Now, would you say, Greg, that this is primarily male dog owners who relate to their dogs?
We have just as many women folk order as guys from all walks of life. From, you know, and we have nudicles to fit any budget as well, you know, four different models. So, I mean, from the budget-minded pet owner clear up to the movie star pet owner, we've got a nudicle to fit any budget.
All right. What does one sacrifice when one gets the cut-rate nudicle?
Well, it's just the material. We have the nudicle original, which is polypropylene. It's not plastic, but it resembles plastic in firmness. And, you know, those are $94 to $129 a pair. And on the extreme end, we've got our Nudicles Ultra Plus featuring Scar Retard. This is a solid silicone implant. It feels liquid-filled, but it's still solid material. And the unique feature about the Ultra is a textured finish that we developed on the exterior of the implant, which retards any form of scar tissue formation. So it will maintain its gooshy softness for the life of the pet. This has got qualities and features not available on most human implants today. So what the dog's getting is better than what people are getting. Those are like $329 to $409 a pair, and they're available like per each as well, but normally it's per pair.
And I'm assuming they come in different sizes?
Yes, we have like 11 different sizes in quarter-inch increments. So we also do custom molding. So if one of our sizes aren't just perfect, you know, we can recreate the pet's testicle, you know, in do a custom deal.
You are right that I have to say I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging open, and every now and then I'm shaking my head back and forth.
Well, it sounds crazy.
Well,
people are saying, if you haven't heard about nudicles if this is the first time you've heard about it, you're just awestruck. You're taken aback. You think, wow, that guy must be crazy. But when you think about it, you know, if you're a pet owner and a male pet owner and you've got to neuter your dog, it takes on the truest form. If you're not a pet owner, this is the stupidest thing you've ever heard of. But if you're a pet owner, you know, a male pet owner, you know, and you're going through the neutering thing, this makes total sense. And even if you're really not a male dog owner and you don't have to neuter, you're just a pet owner, if you think about it, the more you think about it, the more sense it makes.
I got to tell you, as a pet owner and as someone who has had male dogs in the past and a female dog now, I kind of like the streamlined model.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's the traditional method of neutering was in, that's used on our family pet was invented in 1802. And, you know, the thing is, so many people, you know, it's become our culture to accept emasculation of our pet as being the norm because that's the way it's always been. So with neuticles, you know, we're deviating from our culture, and that's when we get, you know, folks that, you know, some raised eyebrows.
So is this like when women choose to get breast implants where you can get, for instance, larger testicles than you might have had before?
No, it's really important with neuticles that, you know, that we match the natural testicle size or preferably a tad bit smaller. So, I mean, it's important that we match the same size. Everybody wants to get large in their chihuahua. And, you know, it's inhumane. There could be some extremely serious side effects. And, you know, it's got to be the same size or smaller.
How do veterinarians respond to this?
It's like anything else. You know, some people love it. Some people, you know, think it's crazy. So it's like any other product, you know. But we've got over 18,000 participating clinics worldwide. So if someone's vet won't do it, all they have to do is email us or call us, and we'll give them a listing of participating facilities right in their neighborhood. And, you know, that seems to work out really, really well.
And we will certainly give that web address at the end of the podcast today. Now, are there vets that caution pet owners against implanting any foreign object in their dogs?
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of. We've been in business 13 years. I've neuticled over 240,000 pets. We have never had a whisper of a complication. Every neuticled pet is insured for $2 million against any form of complications. We've never had a single complication, nothing but, you know, completely happy pet owners and dogs and cats and other pets that we neuter with neuticles. Yet, there are vets out there, and I heard that today, where, you know, you cannot put a foreign object in a pet or the dog will reject it. That is not true. And I wish to Pete, these veterinarians, before they would make these outlandish claims, that they would check the facts, because it's not true. You know, you can't put a foreign object in because he'll get an infection. Well, where will the infection come from as long as the implant is fully sterile? So if it's sterile, there can't be an infection.
So
still, there's vets out there making things up, saying, oh, I've heard horrible things, you know, and all that. I don't know what their problem is, you know, and that doesn't happen all the time. And you're going to have all kinds of wacky things happen. But, you know, that happens out there, and it's really aggravating because neuticles are 100% safe.
Now, neuticles are filled with silicone. What if it leaks?
Well, it can't leak because it's solid material. It's like rubber. So you can cut it in half or cut it in fourths or dice it or rice it, and it won't leak or anything. It'll be like little rubber pieces.
So you're saying there's no risk at all. What about scar tissue?
There is a risk of scar tissue, but the deal is with scar tissue is it's like putting a rock in a pond and pulling the rock out a week later. Unless you massage the neuticle original or natural weekly, a thin layer of tissue will encapsulate the implant. It's harmless. It's micro-thin. And it won't harm the pet, and it's super-duper thin. The only thing is, with the neuticle natural, there's a risk of it feeling a little harder to the human touch. And, you know, some pet owners are opposed to that. That's why we came out with the Ultra Plus with the textured finish to eliminate any risk of scar tissue formation.
Now, does this have to be done when the pet is neutered? Or
we've restored pets up to 6 years after being altered.
You call it restoring them?
Yeah, the pet restoration thing. Yeah, I mean, we can restore any pet, you know, but even I will admit after 6 years that dog's long forgotten about them, you know.
I would think so.
But it's happened. You know, I have people that every time I come out with a new model, they take their dog in to get their dog upgraded with my latest model.
I've had
dogs now that have been done 3 and 4 different times. Because every time I come out with a new model, they'll rush to get the dog, you know, updated.
Now, how does this work in terms of show dogs? Are they supposed to have scrotal sacs, or does it not matter?
Well, I think there's a rule against it. And, you know, there's AKC kind of hates our guts, but what do? You know.
You know, you can't be loved by everybody, right?
No, and see, they're afraid that somebody's going to show a nudical dog in one of their precious little shows. Well, good God, think about that. Why in the world would I show a male dog in a dog show, and the only purpose is to win the big best of breed thing? And, you know, because if you win the best of whatever, you know, your dog's worth a lot more in stud fees. Well, if the dog's neutered, I mean, does that make sense to show a nudical dog in a dog show? And what's the purpose if he's neutered? It's like putting a big fancy car in the Indy 500 with no engine. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it can happen. And if it did happen, I doubt if dog kind would come to a screeching halt. But, you know, what do you do? But it's nudicles are for family pets, for household pets, and that's it. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, somebody maybe has shown a dog at a dog show. But what if they have? Big deal.
So you're telling me that there are places all throughout the United States and internationally that will perform this procedure?
Yes. In all 50 states, 49 countries.
And it's a patented procedure that's yours?
Do you get
a cut every time a dog receives a nudicle?
Well, no. I manufacture and distribute, so I don't get a cut of anything. I get everything.
So you're laughing all the way to the bank, right? What if my veterinarian says, don't do it? Do I get a new vet?
Well, what we would do is you'd say, well, why won't you do it? And then find out why, and we'll try to answer that. But if your vet is just adamant about not doing it and why he wouldn't, I can't imagine. But if he or she wouldn't, email us, and we'll send you a list of, you know, participating clinics in your neighborhood that will.
Okay.
That are experienced and, you know, are responsible veterinarians that, above all, are progressive veterinarians. You know, I would be leery of a veterinarian afraid of doing anything new. You know, that's kind of spooky.
Tell me your web address so that people can go.
Nudicles.com. And that's spelled NEUTICLES. Nobody spells it correctly. And now I've got on, you know, now if you spell it incorrectly, you've got these website people that try to steal your name. You know, so if you barely misspell, if you go to Nudicals, NEUTICALS, there's this website that you go to that with nothing but advertising. And they do that with any name, you know, they'll do that. You know, they'll try to copy your name in every way possible to get, you know, and I think that's very unethical of them to do.
All right. Nudicles. It's NEUTICLES.com. Nudicles.com.
And visit our Merchandise Mart section. Make it a nudicle wear Christmas. We've got key rings, bathrobes, beach towels, you know, a wide range of nudicle wear.
Greg, you're going too far here. Greg, you're definitely going too far here. A nudicle wear Christmas?
Yes.
All right. And people can also call you toll-free, right?
Toll-free, 888-NUDICLES.
All right. Thanks so much, Greg, and good luck to you.
Well, my pleasure. It's been an honor.
I know. You're dying to ask, can nudicles be used on people? Sorry, my friends. The answer is no. While the material used for nudicles is FDA approved, the FDA has not approved solid silicone or polypropylene testicular implants for people. Oh, well.